The following podcast is sponsored by Raw Press Juice. Raw Press is a London-based health and well-being brand offering nourishing salads, breakfasts, and snacks, as well as a delicious range of organic cold-pressed juices and nut milks. Visit Raw Press online at rawpress.co.
Doggone sweet on me, Betty, you're the only one I see. You know that I need you, 'cause you're my man. You love me like no one can. Something about you I can't resist. When you kiss me, Daddy, I stay kissed. Oh, Daddy, squeeze me and squeeze me again. Oh, Papa, don't stop till I tell you when. Oh, Daddy, squeeze me and kiss me some more, just like you did before. Your Papa Cupid is standing by. Oh, Daddy, don't let your sweet baby cry. Just pick me up on your knee. I just get so you know when you squeeze me. Squeeze me and squeeze me again. Oh, Papa, don't stop till I tell you when. Oh, Daddy, squeeze me and kiss me some more, just like you did before. Your Papa Cupid is standing by. Oh, Daddy, don't let your sweet baby cry. Just pick me up on your knee. I just get so you know when you squeeze me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. My name is Ethan Uselin, and I'm here at my home in Charlotte, North Carolina, sitting by my piano, ready to entertain you with piano music. That song you just heard was Squeeze Me by Fats Waller from 1925, and the tasteful vocals were by Gina Marie of Chicago, Illinois. We made that recording when she visited me a few months ago, and I didn't have time to put it on the podcast until today. Gina Marie sings with several different bands out in Chicago, and during the day she teaches middle school band. But right now, school is out for the summer, and I just got an email from her updating us on her whereabouts. Let me read it to you. Dear Ethan and the Carolina Shout family, buongiorno from Milan. I have been having a great time traveling around Europe, singing and swinging. I started in Zagreb, Croatia, where I connected with the swing dancers and sang a few numbers with a fabulous group at a place called Crafters Iav. After a few days on the Croatian coast, I took a ferry to Venice for a serenade from a gondolier. Yesterday, I had my first real Italian pizza near Lake Como, and in the evening, I went to an event presented by Swinging Around Collective and had a blast dancing and singing at an outdoor dance next to the Arco della Pace. A wonderful group of musicians and dancers. I miss you and the Carolina Shout crew. Hope to see you soon. Gina Marie. Well, Gina, we miss you too, and that sounds incredibly awesome. Thank you for the update. You just made all of us very jealous, and I hope you continue to enjoy yourself, and of course, be safe. And for those of us here in Carolina Shout podcast land, I thought maybe we could try to vicariously experience part of Gina's trip through music. She mentioned going on a gondola ride in Venice. So let's try to imagine we're doing just that. Close your eyes. Hear the gentle swishing of the gondolier's oar in Venice's Grand Canal. Inhale slowly. Smell the salt water. And now the gondolier is taking out something from his pocket. It's an iPhone. He's downloaded the latest Carolina Shout episode, and now he's going to serenade you with my piano rendition of O Sole Mio. How romantic. Here it is. Okay, you can open your eyes now. Gondola ride is over. That'll be 200 euros. Credit card is fine. Thank you. No, it's a chip reader. There you go. Thank you. Have a good one. Well, that was a nice little trip to Venice. Let's open up my email, see if any other adventures might be in store for us. Let's see here. That's spam. Here's an email from our sponsor for today. Dear Ethan, thanks for having Raw Press as your sponsor. As you know, we are a company that sells organic cold-pressed juice in the United Kingdom. We would appreciate it if you told your listeners about our juices and mentioned that we offer next-day national delivery in the UK, and that if they go to our website and enter in the code JUICEME, they get 10% off. Maybe you could sing a song called Juice Me to help people remember that phrase. Or are there any ragtime songs about juice? Did Fats Waller write any songs about juice? If he did, would be great if you could play it to promote us. Hope that's not asking too much. Sincerely, Jack Graham, CEO, Raw Press, London, England. Well, Mr. Graham, I'll do what I can. I can't find any juice songs from days of yore. I don't think juice was such a big thing back then. And looking at the juices at rawpress.co, I see that one bottle of your super green juice has coconut water, cucumber, celery, kale, spinach, Swiss chard, and parsley, which does sound very nourishing, but I really doubt Fats Waller was drinking that kind of stuff. But he did write a song called Squeeze Me, which Gina sang at the top of the episode, And I suppose, since you asked so kindly, I could change some of the words to remind people about the Juice Me code. So I'm going to sing Squeeze Me, but I'll change it to Juice Me, and I'll sing it from the perspective of a fruit or vegetable or herb that wants to be squeezed. So let's give this a shot, see what happens.
Oh, baby, juice me till I'm dry. Oh, honey, juice me till I liquefy. Come on and juice me, put me in the blender. If juicing is a crime, be the number one offender. Folks in London are on the juice cleanse. So you can juice me and dump me in the Thames. So put on your apron, I beg you, sir. Juice me in your food processor. Just give me a squeeze. Right there, yeah. Feels good. Tickles. No, stop it. Oh, I love it. When you juice me, it gives me thrills. I've got vitamins and minerals. So put on your apron, we're about to start. Juice me in your Cuisinart. Oh, I love it.
So that was Fats Waller's Squeeze Me, changed a bit to meet my sponsor's request. Hopefully that will help people remember that if they live in the UK and want to order some juice, they can go to rawpress.co and use the code JUICEME to get 10% off. Okay, now this whole London juice stuff is making me thirsty and also making me want to play a song called Limehouse Blues. Limehouse Blues is from the 1920s. And it actually comes from a London musical show. It was one of the few jazz hits that came out of the UK. It's named after Limehouse, which is a London neighborhood. It sounds like a part of town where they would make lime juice or lime rickeys, but really, Limehouse was London's old Chinatown, and people there were known not for the tropical fruit drinks, but for opium smoking. And that's what the song Limehouse Blues is about. A Chinese person wasting away in a limehouse opium den. Kind of a downer, but it's a nifty tune and I love to play it. So here it is, The Limehouse Blues by Douglas Ferber and Philip Bram, published in London in 1921. So that was the Limehouse Blues, a jazzy song that came out of London in 1921, and it really caught on internationally, and you might hear a jazz band play it today, if it's a good jazz band. Most people don't know that the Limehouse Blues has lyrics that refer to opium abuse and old stereotypes about Chinese people, but it does. And the Limehouse neighborhood is still around today, although it's a much different place. It's no longer a Chinatown, and it's no longer infested with opium dens. Today, the Limehouseians crave something far more potent and addictive than opium. They crave Raw Press's deep-rooted juice blend made from organic beetroot, carrot, apple, fennel, and cacao powder. Raw cacao, by the way, is a natural mood elevator with 40 times the antioxidants of blueberries. 40 times! Alright folks, I got one more number left in me, and since I got juice on my mind, I'd like to play Scott Joplin's Pineapple Rag. Now the original 1908 sheet music cover depicts a whole pineapple, not a liquefied one, but I still think it's a juicy tidbit. Here it is, in the key of vitamin B flat, Scott Joplin's Pineapple Rag. Well, that was the best thing since canned pineapple, which had just become a thing, by the way, in the early 1900s. Prior to then, most Americans did not eat pineapple at all, so the pineapple industry, led by James Dole, went on an aggressive marketing campaign, placing colorful pineapple ads in the 13 most widely circulated magazines in America, reaching 25 million people. As a result, pineapple demand went through the roof, and pineapple became the household staple it is today. Open up your pantry. You have canned pineapple in there, don't you? Behind the peaches. Yep. Don't we all? That was probably one of the most successful advertising campaigns of all time. The effect still with us over a century later. I can't prove it, but maybe, as part of this ad campaign, Big Pineapple gave Scott Joplin a kickback for his product placement in the pineapple rag. It's possible. Just some food for thought. All right, time to wrap it up. Let's roll the credits. Carolina Shout is produced by Ethan Uslin, who talks and plays the piano. Kate Uslin is the audio engineer. People ask if Kate and I get along working together on this podcast, and the truth is, we've gotten along swimmingly until today, when Kate began to stubbornly insist that tomatoes are vegetables. Kate, your statement is unfounded. Tomatoes are fruits, and I will hear no more to the contrary. Thanks to Raw Press of London, England, for sponsoring our episode today. Check out their juices at rawpress.co, not .com, .co. I don't know why it's .co and not .com. Maybe they're trying to save us time and energy so we don't have to type in the M. We appreciate that, Raw Press. Thank you. Anyway, go to rawpress.co, and if you live in England, you can order juice delivered to your door and type in juice me for 10% off. Thanks to Gina Marie DiGregorio for singing Squeeze Me on our podcast today. You can check out more of Gina Marie at ginastream.com. I don't think she has any coupon codes, but everything on her website is great. If you've made it this far into the podcast, means you probably like it enough to give it a rating and review on iTunes. So why don't you do that? You're too busy? Well, come on, get your personal assistant to do it. It doesn't cost anything. I mean, except what you pay your personal assistant. But, you know, I don't charge you to put a rating and review, and it's gluten-free. So, it's a win-win. Thanks so much. Have a great day.